We find that Jesus tells us we are not to compare our gifts with others. One servant gets 5 talents, 1 2, another 1. It's what they're given. The same is true with us. But what matters is what we choose to do with the gifts we are given. We must refuse to compare our gifts with someone else's or vice versa. The second way we rationalize burying our gifts is fear. Fear makes people bury the treasure God has given them. It makes people disobedient to the calling of God, and it is not an adequate excuse for the tragedy of an unopened gift. If you look at most sin, yours and mine, underneath it you will find what? Fear. Fear. In Scripture, when God calls Moses, when God calls Joshua, when God calls Gideon and Esther and on and on and on to do something great for God, the single greatest obstacle that stands in the way is fear. Fear. One of the most sobering aspects of this story about the third servant, however, is that the servant is judged not for doing bad things. The servant is judged for doing nothing. And this is very important for us to hear. Oh, I've been a good person. Nowhere in the Bible does it say anything about being a good person is good enough. Right? We are called to a belief of faith. And that faith and that joy that we receive through what Jesus did for us on the cross, what God did for us by raising Jesus, helps us to use the gifts that we've been given to expand God's kingdom in this world. That is what it is about. That is what it's about. We learn firsthand. Now see, this guy didn't steal, he didn't embezzle, he didn't defraud, he simply buried his gift, right? And we learn firsthand in the book of Revelation when Jesus is speaking to the church in Laodicea. When he says, I know your works, talking to the church. You are neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were either cold or hot. So, because you are lukewarm, Jesus said, and neither cold nor hot, I am about to spit you out of my mouth. Other versions of the Bible says, I am going to spew you or throw you up out of my mouth. That means lukewarm people, lukewarm Christians, make Jesus sick. Do we understand that? If we say we believe in something, by George, we better believe in something and step out of the boat and make it happen. And you know what? If we fail, do we really fail? Remember what happened to Peter? He started to sink, didn't he? And he said, oh, Jesus, save me! And what happened? Did Jesus just wave at him? Yes? No? Maybe? Are you out there? No. Jesus reached down and grabbed him, right? And pulled him up. And we'll talk about that conversation in a week or two. But the thing is, Jesus was there. Peter experienced something because he stepped out of the boat that the other 11 will never know. The other 11 will never understand. Do you hear that? Because Peter had faith to step out of the boat and do what Jesus asked him to do. Come to me. Jesus does not take kindly to those who either bury or are lazy in using the gifts that he gives. Unrealized potential is a sin, a very serious sin. The story today is a story about the sin of unrealized potential, the tragedy of the unopened gift. This is why one of the great temptations most of us face could block us from getting out of the boat, and that temptation is comfort. Comfort keeps us from growing. Quite honestly, if you look back through history, humanity is at its best when we are uncomfortable. I know we don't like it, but the reality is, when we're comfortable, we're lazy. Aren't we? But whenever life or something creates a little uncomfortableness in our life, we get to work. We get self-defined. We understand what our cause is, don't we? Whenever we're just a little bit uncomfortable.